Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 92 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff, sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on this show, we have news, your toy spotting, my toy spotting also, nostalgia, and we're going to round it out with a little bit of listener and your secret question. What'd you think?
Sweet. Sounds like a plan. Also, 92, that's the year I graduated. It's going to be a good show.
Yes, that was 35 years ago.
Yes, it was. Thank you for reminding me how old I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Nope.
Very.
Not a problem, dude. I'm right behind you. The best two ways to help support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net. Pick up that Fully Posable Goes Retro, Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt. You can also get the hashtag FigLife and pin combo for $20. Scott, you know what I did? I went out and got a pizza the other day. I did not spend $20. I actually spent $24.
See? And all you got was one pizza.
Yep.
If you had gotten the $20 combo, you would have gotten a shirt and a pin, two items, and stickers. So technically three items for only $20.
$4 left. You know what I would have done with those $4?
With $4. Dude, I'm stumped. I have no idea what you would do with $4.
I would go in to a grocery store, buy a Powerade Zero, and walk out because that's about how much I have left.
Wait, a Powerade Zero is $4?
No, Powerade's actually in Las Vegas they are.
Well, yeah, that's Vegas, dude.
Yeah, because people
Vegas
are trying
stupid crazy with their prices.
People are trying to rehydrate.
Well, yeah, apparently, and they're willing to pay top dollar for it too. I have an interesting pricing story about Vegas. If you have a moment,
I've got all the time in the world, Scatoon.
Perfect. Yeah, technically it is our show, so I guess we can take a moment whenever we'd like. My wife, I'll make it quick. When my wife and I were on our honeymoon in Vegas, we were in the Caesar Forum shops and we're strolling through and she was pregnant with Peyton at the time. And we're strolling through and she sees a gelato stand and it looked really, really good. So we're checking out the case. It looks amazing. And they have the different sizes that you can order, but interestingly, no prices listed at all. No prices. So we're like, how bad could it be? So she gets a 3-scoop because she's pregnant. And I get like a 2-scoop or something like that. And then we get a bottle of water. And they hit the cash register and ring us up. And they go, that'll be $65.
What?
I stopped. I looked at the person. Did like a huge double take. And was like, wait, what? And he goes, $65. So for 5 scoops of gelato and a bottle of water, I did pay $65. Now, had Shannon not been pregnant, and had we not had a crap ton of honeymoon money on us, I would have laughed, turned, and walked away. But alas, we did have quite a bit of honeymoon cash on us. Shannon was pregnant and really wanted some gelato, so I ended up paying $65. And that's my horrible gelato Vegas story.
So let me tell you a story. I just actually got a text message from special guest Sean, who's in Las Vegas for one of our conferences.
Okay.
He is over there. He got a Wagyu beef steak, baked potato, and I forget what else he got. $75. So you
could... Yeah, but for Wagyu beef, dude, yeah.
Wagyu beef is like one... It's like almost a Mercedes
of beef.
So
right.
For $10 more, you could have had that meal.
Right. Right, but instead I had 5 scoops. Well, technically I had 2 scoops. Shannon had 3 scoops. 5 scoops of gelato and a bottle of water is $65 in Vegas at the Caesars Forum shops. I hate to wish ill will on anyone, but I really hope that little shop went out of business. They fleeced me big time. To think of the money I could have put in alcohol for $65 in Vegas. That could have bought me like 2 yards of alcohol.
If you don't see prices, run the other way, dude.
Yep, I learned my lesson the hard way.
I learned that in the restaurant business. If you don't see prices, turn tail and run.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WF You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. And Scott, I forgot the iPod, and I forgot to read off this week's review, so we will have to push it off to another week. Now, let's go back. The previous 3 or 4 weeks, we have had to pause numerous times for me to go get the iPod.
Yes, exactly.
Because I keep forgetting the iPod to read the review.
Yeah, you're pulling back the curtain a little bit, letting people see backstage. But yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yes, I'm kicking down the eighth wall right now.
Right. You're like, oh, crap, I forgot the iPod. Hold on. Pause.
The iPod is in the bedroom. Two of the three dogs are in the bedroom. I cannot open up that door right now.
Yeah, because you don't want to be the one who let the dogs out.
Correct. That is a 94 joke, 2 years after you graduated.
Yes, which would be 35 years ago.
Yes.
Very old.
32 years ago.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, or is that song 95? Yeah, it was in there.
Somewhere in the mid-90s.
Something like that. You can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Actually, you know what's funny, dude, is I have actually been emailing with the makers of Sharpie through our email.
Really?
I have. So
the makers of Sharpie, you mean Sharpie?
Actually, it's the makers is called Newell or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, Sharpie is just like one of their offshoot brands or something like that.
Are you speaking with Mr. or Mrs. Newell directly?
No, I'm speaking with Mr. or Mrs. Sharpie.
So, very clever.
Thank you. But I've been emailing with them lately, talking to them about paint pens.
Okay.
And I've been dropping knowledge on them, dude. I'm like, yeah, we get stuff signed by wrestlers. And they're like, tell us more. So I started going in depth about how I've been getting stuff signed, or actually the Fig Life community gets stuff signed with paint pens.
Yes.
So anyways, yeah, it's been pretty cool. I've been emailing with Sharpie about paint pens.
You should send them some pictures.
Oh yeah, good call, huh?
Yeah, definitely send them some pictures, and do like the compare and contrast. Like, here's what a crappy Sharpie, like my Finn Balor, for example, with a silver Sharpie. Like, here's what that looks like, and then here's what it looks like with a paint pen, night and day. And then maybe one of these days we'll have a line of fully posable signature Sharpies.
I would love that, dude.
I would too.
I would absolutely love that.
I'd mark out for that. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Again, that's fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, did you do any toy spotting this past week?
I did. Big Lots and Walmart, and all were a strikeout. Big Lots has been depleted of the elites that they got in. My wife went and was able to locate, I believe it was Mankind and Sammy, and they haven't restocked since then. Dude, seriously, it's been like 5 or 6 months since the last batch that they got. Maybe a little bit less than, maybe like 4 months, but they are so few and far between there. Our Marshalls has dried up entirely from their stock of elites. So I think we're going to have a pretty good dry spell here at our discount retail shops like Marshalls, and I think we have a Ross over here and Big Lots. I think that's going to be dried up for a little bit. And of course, Walmart, still no sign of Retro Series 2. And I said it last week, the pegs are getting real bare. So I hope it's not a dry spell for a while. I'm hoping that it's a short dry spell and then a huge restock for the Christmas rush. But dude, still, I'm like the only one I feel in California that hasn't found them yet.
It's been rough goings out here. We're starting to get more elites.
Yeah.
But as far as the retros, we're not getting anything, dude.
Yeah, it's bad. And so I think ultimately I'm going to have to turn to the 10% off fully posable code at Ringside and just bite the bullet and order them through there. I don't want to, but I don't think Walmart out here is going to leave me much choice. It really sucks.
I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, it's not your Mr. Walmart.
Dear Mr. Walmart, please carry Mr. Sharpie and Mrs. Sharpie's paint pens. Thanks in advance.
Fully posable.
So I got to tell you about let me get into the what happened Friday. Friday, the editor said, hey, I saw that AJ is out. And I said, yeah. And she goes, you know, Dublin Toys R Us always gets restocks on Fridays. I said, yeah. She goes, do you want me to stop off? And I said, yeah, see if they've got it. Sure enough, she stopped off last Friday at Dublin Toys R Us, and sure enough, she found the AJ, the network Spotlight exclusive. So I'm going to kind of make this comparison. The AJ is good. The outfit's good. I like the white jacket. I like the white pants. I said this all last week, and I also said this.
Agreed.
The face really brings it down. I compare this to the Walgreens Sasha Banks. the Walgreens Sasha Banks, the outfit's good, comes with the women's title, but the face just
agreed.
It brings it down in my eyes. The AJ's the same way. They took that Elite 47 head sculpt, which I didn't like. I didn't like it back then. I don't like it now. And it brings the figure down. Now, did I get it? Of course I did. It's AJ. And we all know I'm a mark for AJ. And so I did get it. So, but that's my opinion of that figure, is that that head sculpt just brings it down in
my
eyes.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's his WrestleMania 33? Yeah, 33 attire. So you had to get it. And it's AJ. And like you said, you're a huge AJ fan. So of course you're going to purchase it. But you're probably not going to get multiples of it.
But the funny thing is it says nothing about WrestleMania 33 on the card.
On the back, like the bio thing, it doesn't say anything about that?
Nothing.
That's really surprising.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't too happy about that. I was like, wow, way to kind of phone it in on that one. Basically, they were thinking the figure was going to sell itself.
I mean, it will, but it would be nice to have that little bio on the back to state exactly where that outfit comes from, because it's impressive. They nailed it. Like, why not, like, pat yourself on the back, kind of? And be like, hey, if you go watch WrestleMania 33, you'll see he's wearing this exact outfit, and we totally nailed it. Like, give yourself a pat on the back. You did a great job on the outfit. Why wouldn't you call attention to that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
So here's my blunder. Amazon was having a great deal going on Wednesday, I believe. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, the Astrolube deal that they had going on?
Well, that was part of it, but the other part was wrestling figures.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Mystery you were going with that. I apologize.
Yes. So, which I use Breaker and Bane's link for. So,
for Astrolube?
So, yes, exactly. So, anyways, they had figure sale going on Tuesday. So, I picked up the Elite 52 Seth Rollins, where he's in the green and the black. They took a couple bucks off of that one.
Okay.
I also picked up the Shane McMahon. I forget what Elite that was. I think that was 49,
mm-hmm.
where he came with the breakaway table from WrestleMania 32.
Yeah.
I have been trying to find that figure because I didn't pick it up and I was like, gosh, I should get it. And then all of a sudden I can't find it anywhere.
Of course.
So he was actually part of that figure deal that was going on Amazon. So I was like, oh, I'll just grab it now. And then I found a Stone Cold Steve Austin defining moment with the three belts for $24.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, considering the prices I've been seeing him on eBay.
Yeah, well, that's what you would have paid for him at Toys R Us.
Yep. So I put that all into my cart. I got sidetracked with work. I go in I'm like, did I complete this order? I can't remember if I completed this order. So I went in and I was like, oh, wait, my order's missing. I was like, oh, no, I didn't complete the order. So sure enough, I put the Austin back in the cart, I put the Seth back in the cart, and I put Shane back in the cart. Went through, made sure that I ordered them all. Next thing you know, today I get home, I have two Shane McMahons, two Seth Rollins, and one Stone Cold sitting at my doorstep. I accidentally placed an order for two Shane McMahons, two Seth Rollins, and they only had one Stone Cold left, and I got the Stone Cold still.
Oh, dude.
So I accidentally placed two orders. So now I'm like, I really didn't want that, but okay.
Well, I mean, they make it real easy to return.
Yeah, I know. I'll just hold on to them. You know, I'll figure something out.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was my blunder. I got sidetracked with the work, and next thing I know, I'm like, oh no, did I grab it? Did I get the Stone Cold? I did get the Stone Cold, which I'm cool with. I got that for $24, so I was happy with that.
So the lesson to the listeners is, remember, kids, work comes second. Complete your order for your figures first. Make sure everything is paid for and done. Then get back to work.
Here's the rule of thumb of life. Food, water, figures, work, school, more figures, even more figures, and there you go.
You did leave a couple things out, but being that this is a family show, we're going to say Jeff is correct.
Yes, exactly. So anyways, that was my blunder that I did, and now I have two Shane McMahons and two Seths.
You know, it could have been worse. They could have sold out of all of your stuff that you had in your cart, and when you went to re-add them in, it was like, oh, sorry, sold out, you missed out.
And you know what? I wasn't going to grab that Seth either, because I have the TNF Elite.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, it's just a repaint, different outfit. The outfit that he's in, the green and the black, it's okay. It's nothing spectacular. So I was just like, I don't need it. And I was like, well, that's $2 off. Why not?
Well, you know, you keep buying all these figures, dude. You're going to need to add on to your house.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stretch out that back room.
Yep. Don't know how I'm going to do that one.
Well, you start hanging some in your bedroom.
Editor and landlord of this house will not be happy about that.
You know, you got a man card to play every now and then. Just saying.
I did play my man card and had the editor install the bidets, so yes.
Wow. Wow. If that stays in the podcast, I'll be shocked.
Me too.
Actually, if I'm the editor, I'm totally leaving that in there. Well, since we're going to talk bidets, Jeff, would you like to tell our listeners where you have bidets installed?
Work and home.
And who installed both of them?
Editor. I played my man card and told her to do it.
Listeners, let's run that through one more time, a little bit slower. Jeff played his man card and had the editor do the install of bidets. Just gonna leave that right there. Bidets, plural.
Yes, multiple.
Okay. And we'll see if that stays.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm so hopeful right now.
Scott, we've got a little bit of news. What do you say we jump into it?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, there was new basic lineups announced. I'll go over these pretty quick because they're basic. Basic Series 78, Natty, KO, AJ, Shane, Rock, and Braun Strowman. I wonder if it's going to be Smiling Braun.
I certainly hope not.
Series 79, Joe, Stone Cold, Baron Corbin, TJP, maybe now defunct Nia?
Possibly.
And maybe now defunct Neville?
Yeah, that's a weird assortment.
Yeah, there might be an audible called quickly on that one.
Possibly. Yeah. Well, I think by this point it's too late because Ringside's already got them up for pre-order. So they're done and gone already. So I don't think that they're going to recall those.
Well, if you think about it, if you go back, remember when they had Ringside had the order up for Coco Beware?
Oh, that's right.
But they pulled that back.
They pulled them. Yeah, good point.
So maybe. I mean, pending what happens with Nia and Neville right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dude, you know how well Neville's going to do on the indies?
He'll do quite well. Well, I mean, we don't even have official word of like what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of speculation, you know, but we'll see. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, we only go off of what we're reading on the internet. All of us are doing the same thing. The only people that really know are WWE and Neville and some people close to him. So we'll see. I hope he stays in WWE, actually. I hope they can come to terms and work something out because he's a huge talent. I would hate to see him go, but I would love to see him at the Cow Palace for an APW show. I think that would be awesome.
Series 80 of the basics, Sasha Banks, Rich Swann, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, another Roman, and another Brock.
Yeah, I wonder what the Sasha head is going to look like on this one.
Who knows, dude? They'll probably throw the zombie head on it.
Oh, gosh.
Scott, Target, they are hitting huge lately. The Hall of Fame 4-pack with Larry Zbysko, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Eddie Guerrero started popping up. Because remember, that was the one that popped up in Australia, I'd say 7 months ago, 5 months ago?
Yeah, like literally, this was an RKO. This was out of nowhere. Like, we thought it was done, gone, a few released, you know, overseas. And then you could get them at that China website. Yep. And that was kind of the last we heard of it. You know, you could get them individually loose, and that was that. But now all of a sudden, Target has them.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but cool. I mean, I'm going to wait till it goes on, you know, be like the Four Horsemen 4-pack and go on sale.
Yeah, my opinion on this one, for me at least, hasn't changed. The only one I would want out of there is the Larry Zbysko. But even then, I would prefer a single-pack Larry Zbysko Hall of Fame with the AWA title. Not packaged with the NWO and Eddie Guerrero.
That goes back to our talk last week. They would have to get the license and the patent for the AWA title.
Exactly. Exactly. But this is a definite, especially at a $50 price tag, this is a definite pass for me.
And then pictures of Nakamura and Asuka start popping up. Asuka is in kind of a green outfit.
Yes.
Comes with their mask. Nakamura comes with the jacket with the gold tassels hanging off the top.
Yeah, the red jacket.
Yep. Actually, this was actually pointed out by Nicholas, one of our listeners, Nicholas. He hasn't worn that jacket since he's been in WWE. He says he's gone back and watched all NXT matches of Nakamura and WWE matches, and he hasn't worn that jacket once.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
thought that was a good spot by Nicholas over there.
Yeah, very observant. Nice catch.
Yeah. So those started popping up also. Man, Target coming through.
Yeah, I must admit, out of all those NXT figures that are coming out, I am super excited about Authors of Pain.
The basics, huh?
Yeah. And what happened to DIY?
I don't know.
Yeah, the basics. It was supposed to be Authors of Pain and Eva Marie and DIY.
And Bobby Roode.
And thank you, and Bobby Roode. But they've pulled DIY and subbed in the Sammy from the last series.
Yeah, explain that one.
I can't. I don't know what happened. I was super excited to get DIY, be it Elite or Basic. And I was totally going to purchase them. But what happened?
I wonder if they weren't ready.
It's possible. And maybe there's going to be a Series 3 that they come out in. Yeah, I don't know if maybe they'll come out in a battle pack or what. But I'm super disappointed they didn't make this NXT series. I would way rather have DIY than Eva Marie and Sami Zayn. No offense, Brandon.
Are you getting the Nakamura and Asuka?
I've seen them. I like them, but, and I know I said I was going to try to purchase all the NXTs, but now that I've seen them, obviously Eva Marie's out, Sammy's out. Asuka looks really, at least from the pictures that I've seen, I haven't seen her up close, looks really close to the, maybe a little bit brighter colors, but looks really close to her other Elite figure.
Yeah, it's a repaint.
Yeah, and Nakamura, just with the jacket on, I've already got his defining moments, and the figure doesn't stand out that much from that particular figure. So I think those are a pass for me. But the Revival are the two I definitely want from the Elite set of the NXTs. They come with the NXT tag belts, so I don't have to get Jordan and Gable from the TNF series. I'll just get the Revival Elites instead.
I would just get them off eBay or something, get the NXT titles off eBay.
Yeah, I might wait for a loose set to show up. You know, if I can score for like 30, 35 bucks loose with the tag belts, I might do something like that.
Scott, we're about to get into Funkos, so do you want me to take over?
Yeah, do your Funko thing, man.
This past week in a Toys R Us ad, there was a picture of a Nakamura Funko. It's going to be a Toys R Us exclusive, and it's scheduled to release on October 26th.
Yeah, but I'm seeing pictures where he's already out on shelves.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that.
Yes, I believe Matthew Goldberg posted a picture of somebody with a Nakamura in hand at Toys R Us. So yeah, definitely run out this weekend. Check him out.
I have to get that, dude.
I'm with you. You know I'm not a Funko guy. But I'm, wait, are we supposed to call them Pops or Funkos?
Funko Pops?
Funko Pops?
Pops Funkos?
Those little dudes with the big heads.
The guys that are in my window.
Right, those guys. Well, we had somebody call us out, and I can't remember if we were supposed to call them Pops or Funkos.
I don't remember. I think we settled on Funko Pops.
Okay. It goes to the wrestling figure collector in us where we call them by who made them.
It's like we call the retros, we call the Mattel Hasbros.
Exactly. So yeah, it like we call the entire Jax line, we don't go like, oh, Ruthless Aggression or Classic Super, it's Jax.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why we call them that. But anyway, I digress. Sorry.
So yeah, I'm going to be grabbing that Nakamura. October 26th is when it's supposed to be out. But as Scott said, you've seen some pictures online where they're posted.
Yes. People holding them in hand in the store.
And the next series of Funkos is, Scott, it's going to be Braun. Just picture Braun in Funko form and a little bit of a flexing pose. And there he is.
Yeah. I don't recall him smiling in that one either.
No. Funko did it right. Funko Freddy, man. He's good.
He gives no you know what's.
I want to go up to Everett, Washington and go to that Funko store so bad.
Yeah, that would be cool. Zack Ryder posted some pictures from there. The place looks awesome.
I know. It looks filthy, dude. I hella want to go up there. Also in that series is Alexa Bliss. She will be in a pink outfit. She has these like little sparkly things in her hair. Looks pretty cool.
Yes, she's a horrible person.
What?
Well, yeah, Alexa. She's a horrible person. Makes good action figures, but she's a horrible person.
She's not a horrible person.
I'm speaking on behalf of my daughter, the Bailey fan.
I'm not listening to this.
She's a horrible person. She's the worst. Very mean. Very cruel.
No. She's a gem. She's a diamond in the rough.
No. She's a piece of coal. She's horrible.
And how do you feel?
I really like Alexa, actually. My favorite part is when she's walking away.
Also in this series, there is going to be a Rock, and then there's going to be a Chase Rock. And Rock will be in a black shirt with gold sunglasses. So it's very reminiscent of 98, 99 Rock.
Yeah, and his $500 shirt.
Yep, and his $500 shirt and $1,000 sunglasses.
Yes.
The Chase, he's going to be an orange shirt and gold sunglasses. So it's just switch up of a shirt.
Yeah, this is like late 90s, like you said, late 90s rock.
Then this one got everyone very giddy and very happy, like Alexa walking away. There will be the one you can find in stores. It's Razor and Purple. But then this one got interesting. The Chase Razor is black NWO on the trunks.
Yep.
Okay, two things wrong with this. One, he wasn't called Razor Ramon when he was in the NWO.
Correct.
That was number one. And number two, actually, when I saw this Razor, I thought it was his WrestleMania 10 gear, which I was stoked for. I was like, oh, I've got to have the purple and the WrestleMania 10 gear. And then I zoomed in on the picture and I was like, oh, that's NWO trunks. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a pass for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Not getting it. I am getting the purple.
Maybe break it down a little bit. So it looks like what he wore at WrestleMania 10, right? It was the black trunks and he had the black vest on. But everything was like Razor Ramon. He had the little blades on the trunks, right?
Yep, sure did.
But this one, instead of calling him Scott Hall and putting him in like the NWO black and white outfit, he's still called Razor Ramon but has NWO on his gear?
Yep, that is a fact.
Very confusing.
But if I ever found it, of course I'd buy it.
Hmm. This is another example of Funko Freddy just not really caring.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what you think. He's just going to do it.
Funko Freddy gives zero Fs.
Correct.
Scott, no FTC news this week. Second parter of Breaker and Bane with Christy Petrillo was on. So go back, listen to that episode. It was really good. Scott, Bendy figures, Series 9, Series 10. What you say?
Let's do it.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, Nostalgia Bendy Figures Series 9. What you got?
Yes, sir. Just Toys Bendems Series 9 consisted of X-Pac, Cactus Jack, Sable, and Brian Christopher. And X-Pac was in his jeans and leather jacket and t-shirt, sunglasses on him. Cactus Jack was in his traditional Cactus Jack gear. Sable was in her black leather getup. And Brian Christopher was in green tights and a green vest.
I thought the X-Pac was excellent in this one.
Yeah, the X-Pac was really good, but overall, this was kind of a miss for me. Like, it was cool they made a Sable, you know, another female figure in the line, great addition. The X-Pac figure was cool looking, but I don't know. This is the point for me where I really started to kind of phase out of Bendy's a little bit. We were still collecting them, but I don't think we were, like, as pumped to run out and grab all of these. We were on Series 9 by this point. We are pretty heavy into the Jax line, and I think these kind of started to dry up a little bit in our collection.
I did get the X-Pac. I skipped on Cactus, skipped on Sable, and for some reason I picked up Brian Christopher, and I still don't know why I did that.
Well, the funny thing is this wasn't even Brian Christopher in his Too Cool gear. This was like lightweight division Brian Christopher.
Facing Taka Michinoku.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it was kind of an interesting ad to put into this series.
Favorite was X-Pac. Least favorite, Sable?
Yeah, agree on both.
So this one had a red card. So I thought that was kind of cool. I always thought the cards changing color was fantastic.
I was a big fan of that too. It was a nice callback to what Hasbro was doing. And it allowed you to differentiate the series numbers actually, which I really liked when Hasbro did that because it helped us.
Scott, Series 10.
Just Toys Bendem Series 10 consisted of Edge, Steve Blackman, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, again with white boots. Billy Gunn was in his green trunks. Road Dogg was in his traditional Road Dogg gear, which was the black shirt and the black pants, but surprisingly, no DX on the t-shirt. Just plain black t-shirt. This was like pre-DX almost.
That one irritated the crap out of me, how he didn't have the DX on the shirt. I never understood it, and it bothered me.
Yeah, I agree. It was almost like this was right before they joined DX, but it should have been just the DX t-shirt. Very confusing why they went with that route, but yeah, plain black t-shirt on him.
Which was interesting, because going back to Series 9, X-Pac had the DX on his shirt.
Yes, he did.
So why couldn't Road Dogg have the DX on his shirt?
Yeah, very confusing. Very confusing, but it was almost like they were doing like a retro Road Dogg on this one. Kind of weird.
Didn't understand the Austin with the white boots again.
Yeah, again. You guys just brought out your old Austin, repackaged him with this series, and just threw him back out there to sell more Austin figures, even though it really wasn't Austin. He didn't have the black boots.
Steve Blackman. I was never a fan of Steve Blackman.
No, definitely not. It captured him well, though.
Oh, dang, good job. I mean, I just was never a Steve Blackman guy.
No, I agree with you, but I think he was the best done figure out of the set.
Even over Edge, huh?
Yeah, I thought the Edge was really good. He was in his black tights on this one. But yeah, Steve Blackman just looked like he had the, you know, normal Steve Blackman, black pants and the boots, no shirt. But yeah, I thought they captured him the best out of all these guys. I think they did the best job on him. Austin is definitely my least favorite.
Yeah, Austin was my least favorite also.
Like, who's this bald guy in white boots? I don't know who that is. And then the Road Dogg, like you said, really confusing why he didn't have the DX logo when X-Pac did.
I didn't pick up the Road Dogg just because of that, because I was picking up most DX guys at this time.
Yeah.
But the fact that Road Dogg didn't have DX on the shirt, no.
Yeah, on this series here, I actually, surprisingly, Steve Blackman was my favorite one out of it, looking back. But I didn't pick him up. I wasn't a Steve Blackman guy, much like you. I just picked up Edge and the Road or New Age Outlaws out of the set.
Scott, we are going to round out the show with a couple of listener emails and your secret question.
Sweet.
What music should we play? Should we play your music or should we play the listener's music?
No, we should play my music. So, Jeff, cue my music.
Scott, before we get into your secret question, we did receive an email from Josh Thompson. He emailed into fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Hey guys, what are some now hard to find expensive figures you wish you had gotten before they came expensive and hard to find? For me, it's the following. Rey Mysterio Flash Elite, ringside exclusive. Kane, ringside exclusive with hardcore belt. Vader Elite and Rikishi Elite. What are some of yours, Scott?
It's actually ones that I would like to have and have opened. These are some that I do have mint on card, but I don't ever want to open them because they're so valuable. For example, the Mattel Legends Series 1 Road Warriors.
Okay.
I would have loved to have opened those. I've since purchased off of Jeff from Toy Spotting the LOD Elite figures. They are in their traditional WWE gear, the red shoulder pads and all that, but they aren't the throwback NWA Road Warriors like Series 1 Legends were, and I wish I had bought two full sets of those to open. I also wish that I had gotten the three-pack of Demolition, the Jax Classic Superstars. I wish I had gotten that three-pack of Demolition or the Mattel Legends Demolition Axe and Smash that I could have opened those. There's just certain figures that I would like to have loose that I do have up on the wall. Oh, how about the British Bulldogs Deluxe Classics that you have opened up?
Yep.
Yeah, those British Bulldogs Deluxe Classics are amazing, great-looking figures. I wish I had another set of those that I could open. But, yeah, the ringside exclusives, those are ones when they come out, you've got to get your hands on them right away because now you've seen what the values do on them.
Yeah, the ringside exclusives are just insane. In fact, that goes into figures I've missed. The two figures I have missed that I wish I would have picked up was the Bret Hart ringside exclusive.
Yep.
And the Bret Hart defining moment. For some reason, I didn't like the head sculpt on either one, so I passed on them. And it was funny because the face threw me off, but now looking back and going on eBay and seeing how much they're worth, I wish I would have picked them up.
Yeah, if anything, just for the value of it now.
Right, exactly. And plus, they look great signed. I see a lot of people get them signed in blue paint pen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, that looks so sweet to have that autographed.
Yes.
So those are two that I regret not picking up. I'm trying to think back. Any Hasbros, LJNs? I don't... you know what? I know how much of a Strikeforce mark I was back then, but I wish we would have gotten the Hogan in the white tank.
Agree. Yeah, I was just thinking of that one, dude.
Instead of Tito?
Yes. Hogan in the white. Absolutely. That was a killer Hogan pose. Yeah, that would have been awesome. But there was no way you weren't going to get Strikeforce. In 1989, dude, there was no way you weren't getting Strikeforce.
Yeah, I was fighting for Strikeforce on that one. I was like, look, we already got Hogan. We don't need another one.
Yeah, that was 100% you. And that's okay, because I was okay with it, too. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know, another tag team, that's cool. I'm happy with it. We've already got a Hogan. We don't need another one. But yeah, looking back 30-something years, I really wish we had landed that Hogan, dude. But luckily, we don't have any regrets with the Hasbros. We landed all the Hasbros, including the Mayaways. We're good.
Also, I was excited to play Girls in Cars when Strikeforce would come down to the ring.
Yeah, you were. Boy, you're really divulging into the audience this week. It's Jeff's opening up stories and show. That's interesting.
Hell yeah, cowboy.
Bidets and Girls in Car.
Okay. Well, also, Demolition's theme was on that album also.
As was Piledriver.
Well, yes, but I would have Axe come down to the ring with Demolition's music.
Yep, by himself.
Yes, by himself.
With no Smash.
With no Smash. That is a fact.
You didn't ever team up Axe and Warlord?
Never did.
Weirdo.
Never did, dude. I don't know why. I Powers of Pain and Demolition were feuding, and I just couldn't pair them up. I just couldn't see it happening.
The Warlord figure was too good not to use.
Oh, I used Warlord. Don't get me wrong. I definitely did use Warlord.
He was such an awesome figure. The pose on him was great.
Pose was fantastic. The face was perfect. That figure, except for one thing, he didn't have on knee pads.
Well, he was also wearing trunks. It was a mix of Warlord gimmicks.
It was that transition into what he was going into.
Right,
There are photos of Warlord wearing trunks with the face paint on.
You mean wearing tights?
No, wearing trunks.
Oh, live photos of him.
Yeah, house shows.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Interesting. I've never seen those before.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find them and I'll send them over to you. But yeah, okay. He was wearing the face paint, but he was wearing trunks. So it was his transition into singles character before they gave him the chest plate and the half mask and all that stuff.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, Warlord definitely got used. That is a fantastic figure.
It really is. They nailed the face.
Did that one go into the round of 64?
I don't believe it did.
Next year, round of 64, Warlord's in.
Yeah, we should definitely throw that Warlord figure in. The only glaring, I mean, for me anyway, because the back of the card shows him as a member of Powers of Pain.
Yeah.
But yet the figure had trunks on. That's my only sticking point. And you know me, I'm kind of a stickler for the outfits on the figures. That's the only kind of miss on that figure for me. If he was wearing tights, he'd be a darn near perfect figure. But because he's in trunks, that's kind of a big strike. But that figure is almost perfect.
I agree. I think that's fantastic. We've had a couple people message us regarding the round of 64 and how to structure it. And maybe do Nostalgia on one side and Mattel's on another.
Yes. So it's a guaranteed matchup of Nostalgia versus Current.
Oh, correct.
Yes. I agree with that because I don't want two Mattels in the finals again.
Yes, I completely agree. Although the two Mattels were really good.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, the two Mattels that made it to the finals were really good.
They're perfect Mattel figures, absolutely, but I just don't want another matchup of Mattels in the finals.
Yeah, so we are going to mix it up and we'll have Galoobs. What do you think? We should do Galoobs, Hasbros, and LJNs on one side, and Jax and...
And Mattel.
And Mattel and the others?
Yes.
Yeah, I like what we're thinking here.
Well, yeah, that's 20 years worth of figures on one side and about 12 on the other.
Yeah, around there.
So yeah, that's a pretty good mix right there.
Oh, by the way, any other figures you can think of that we missed on?
Let's think. Yes, I would like to go back and get the entrance greats of Million Dollar Man and Rowdy Roddy Piper. I wish I had gotten those because I've been kind of going through and like I'm trying to complete like an 80s loose collection of figures. And it's coming along slowly but surely. But I really, really want a Million Dollar Man and Roddy Piper. And in going through looking at old loose figures, like on eBay or whatever, those entrance grates are darn near perfect. They are really, really well done. And all of the accessories are amazing. So I would like to go back and get those.
Good call, dude. Good call.
Yeah, I've got the HBK from 12. I've got the Triple H from 21. But I'm sorry, not 21, 22. But I wish that I had gotten the Million Dollar Man and Roddy Piper, and I saw him so many times, passed on him so many times, and I wish I could go back and pick those up.
Scott, we did receive some figures. Actually, it's the Mystery Minis. We received those from Zach. We received his loose collection that he had, and he also sent in a little note, and I thought this was really cool. He said, "Fully Posable crew, I love the podcast. You guys put out an excellent show every week, and I look forward to each episode. I started listening because you had Marty DeRosa on, and I've been hooked ever since." You know, we love Marty and Sarah over here.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely love Marty and Sarah. Been hooked ever since. I've even started collecting figures again. I love the story about having Larry Zbysko taking your picture with Kevin Steen. I went to an early NXT show in 2013 and met Sami Callihan, who had just signed. I was a big Callahan fan, so I asked the guy selling concessions to take a picture of us. He did, but then said something about no one knowing who he was, jokingly. It turned out it was Steve Kern of Skinner and the Fabulous Ones. Oops.
Oh thanks no. That's hilarious.
Thanks for the hours of entertainment and keep up the good work, Zach. Hashtag Fig Life. P.S. If you're ever in the Midwest, we'll grab some Jaeger and Diet Cokes.
Nice. Thank you, Zach. Much appreciated on those. And I love that LOD pin.
Those are pretty sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And that's hilarious. Steve Kern took a picture of him. That's awesome. Larry Zbysko and Steve Kern, man, should open up a photography shop. They do weddings.
We just hire him to take pictures of us with wrestlers.
Yeah, they're our traveling photographer.
Oh, dude. I thought that was hella funny, dude, when he said that. But yeah, it's cool. He sent in the mystery minis. He sent in some Andres, some Sting. Who else was in there? Slaughter.
Stone Cold, Roman Reigns.
Stone Cold. One of the Bellas. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, and Cena.
And Cena, yep. So thank you again. That means a lot.
Thank you, Zach.
Scott, your secret question. It is here. It is now. It's about to be presented to you.
Bring it.
Scott. What is your favorite movie of a wrestler in it? Now, two-parter. Who did the best job as a wrestler in a movie, in a movie? So, what was your favorite movie with a wrestler in it? Which wrestler did the best job in an acting role?
Full disclosure, I have not seen Ready to Rumble.
What? Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I have never seen Ready to Rumble.
Oh, dude, it's so bad. But it's worth I know. It's worth watching.
See, everybody raves about it, but we've spoken many times about this on the show. I wasn't into WCW. Yes, I collected the Toy Biz figures to an extent, but there was no way I was going to go see a WCW movie. Absolutely no chance I was going to see that. And everybody raves about how good it is, but I've honestly never seen it. So I can't include Ready to Rumble in my list.
Wait, who raves about it being good?
It's on Twitter every once in a while, dude. People will be like, oh, I loved Ready to Rumble.
Oh, I thought it was terrible, dude.
I've never seen it, so I can't say either way.
You better not say any of the Marines, by the way.
So I really enjoyed the Marine.
I'm out. You're fired. You are fired. I'm firing you. I'm taking over the show now. I don't know how good it's going to be, but I'm taking over the show.
You're going to be a one-man band.
I am. I'm Heath Slater of the podcasting world.
So is it too cliche to say No Holds Barred is my favorite?
No, not at all.
I really enjoyed it. It was so campy and cheesy and horrible that I can sit down and watch that one and be totally happy. It's just so, here's another one, over the top. It's so over the top that it's ridiculous and I love it. It's just crazy that that became a wrestling angle as well. And of course that was Vince's creation. Of course it was.
Absolutely.
But it's just so cheesy and enjoyable, and I can go back and watch it whenever. I've got to say No Holds Barred is my favorite, dude. The ending is so ridiculous. People dying for no reason, like, it's crazy. Like, there was no reason to kill that one dude by an electrocution. It was just ridiculous.
Well, they tried to do that to Abdullah the Butcher in WCW.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Equally as horrible, but equally as enjoyable.
So, or who did the best acting job in a movie as who was a wrestler?
Oof. I would love to say Miz, but I haven't seen his stuff.
Okay, well, then you can't say Miz.
Well, I really want to. Because he is the Hollywood A-lister, but I haven't seen his stuff. I haven't seen, and plus, if I say the Marine, you've already threatened me, so I can't say the Marine.
Have you seen the Marine?
I've seen a couple of the Marines, yes.
I'm actually shocked you've seen a couple.
I think I might have seen the one with Ted DiBiase Jr. in it, and I've seen the one, obviously, with Cena.
Okay.
I actually did enjoy 12 Rounds.
With Randy Orton?
I thought, was that Randy Orton in the first one?
What was the one that Randy did? 12 rounds, two? Second round?
I think 12 and a half rounds. Gosh, I'm losing track of the movies here. I just remember the whole concept of the movie, and I thought that was Cena in it, in the first 12 rounds.
I can't remember, man. I remember Randy did one of them. But I actually, he did one movie, but I can't remember if it was 12 rounds or something else.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's none of those. It's none of those. It's The Condemned with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Not a wrestling movie, but Austin was the lead, and I thoroughly enjoyed The Condemned.
You took my answer.
Oh, I did.
I thought The Condemned wasn't my type of movie, but yes. I watched it, and the movie was okay. But
I enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome.
It's not my type of movie. You know me. I like Jackass and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. You know me,
That's
dude.
That's true, you do.
But I thought Austin did a fantastic job in his role, though.
Okay, well then, so I don't have an answer the same as you. I'm going to say See No Evil.
Good call. Another one on Kane.
Yeah, yeah. So I did enjoy The First Marine. It was okay. I did enjoy 12 Rounds. But more than that, I enjoyed The Condemned and See No Evil. So Austin and Kane, I think, had the best performances in non-wrestling movies.
My favorite movie? Beyond the Mat.
Oh, that was... Okay, yes. I'm sorry. If we're going, like, documentary included, definitely Beyond the Mat. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought we were talking, like, cheesy wrestling movies.
Wrestling with Shadows was excellent also.
I don't think I saw that one.
That was really, really good with Brett.
Okay. I don't think I saw that one.
Jake's documentary was good with DDP.
Yes, that was excellent. That was excellent.
I think I'm about tapped out, but I agree with you on the acting jobs. Austin and yes. Kane did really well in See No Evil and The Condemned, respectively.
Yes. Yes. I like those a lot.
No Holds Barred. It's cheesy. It's nostalgia.
It's delightfully horrible. Dude, the bar fight scene.
Where do you want to go with that? It was terrible.
No, I'm just saying it was fantastic. It was disgusting. Like the men's urinal scene was gross. Just everything about that. You know, Hulk Hogan humping, just all disgusting stuff that just makes it delightfully horrible. And I love it, and I can watch it anytime.
Oh, Scott.
But I would rather watch Rock and Wrestling, though.
Ooh, I would too.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling. Dude, I would hell have watched that.
Did you see they're making pins of that? Or they have made pins? They're available on eBay.
I did not see that.
I've been tempted to get them.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting them, but I don't know. I'm trying to save my money, you know?
Well, you know, that's another reason I want Hogan to come back too, is so they can put No Holds Barred and Rock and Wrestling back on the network, because they had that on there. I watched a few of those cartoons, and now they're not on there anymore because they got rid of Hogan. That's one of the main reasons, selfishly, I want him to come back. More figures and Rock and Wrestling.
Rock and Wrestling was bad, dude. Like, the voices were so far off.
Pop quiz, do you know who did the voice of Junkyard Dog?
No, who?
Spoiler, it was not Junkyard Dog.
I could tell that, dude, by everyone's voices not being lined up with everyone's.
Yes, but did you know who it was?
Who?
Uncle Phil.
Really?
Yes, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was Uncle Phil that did Junkyard Dog's voice.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And now you know, there's one to grow on.
Macho was in Spider-Man, the very first Spider-Man.
Yes, he was. Buzzsaw?
Yeah. Shawn Michaels was in Baywatch, but that wasn't a movie.
Right. We're also forgetting John Morrison's movie, the Bounty Hunter one.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not. Would you think less of me if I did?
No.
Okay. Then no, I haven't seen it.
So No Holds Barred is your favorite movie with a wrestler in it, and the best acting job by a wrestler is Austin and Kane.
Yes. I read your first question more as my favorite wrestling movie.
Oh, okay.
Like with a wrestler in it that's also like a wrestling movie. But my favorite movie with a wrestler in it is either Condemned or See No Evil.
Okay. And you like their acting jobs in that?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Hogan is ridiculous in No Holds Barred. So is Zeus. The best guy in it is probably that evil network manager guy that gets electrocuted for no good reason at the end. Like, he didn't need to die. He could have just taken, like, a leg drop or something. But no. They had to electrocute him and kill him. Because 80s. Oh, hey, honorable mention, Jesse the Body Ventura in both Predator and The Running Man.
Oh, good call, dude.
Yeah, we can't leave out the body.
Good call. What about Roddy Piper in...
They live.
Yeah, Piper did pretty well.
Okay, yeah, no, that's an amazing job of acting right there. I might need to change my answer. Okay, it's They Live, dude.
That's your favorite acting job by a wrestler?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know how I forgot that one. Thank you for reminding me. I'm sure the people at home are screaming, dummies, like, we're going to have you thrown right out of here. It's They Live. And of course it is.
Actually, what about The Wrestler? I thought that movie was good.
It was really good. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. But it's not No Holds Barred. I mean, come on, dude. Zeus.
It turned it into an angle, too. And he got action figures.
Yes, exactly. There were action figures from it. Full feature-length movie. And a pay-per-view.
A SummerSlam match.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got a pay-per-view out of it, too. Like, McMahon milked that for every penny he could pull out of it. Brilliant.
Rip them, brother.
Rip them. Yeah, but definitely Piper and They Live, dude. No doubt about it.
Yep.
Honorable mention now goes to See No Evil and The Condemned and Predator and Running Man.
Oh, Scott. That rounds out your secret question. Is there anything you want to express feelings on?
No, really. I think that you expressed all the feelings this week with your admissions about two bidets.
Uh-huh.
And playing your man card to have the editor install both of them.
Yep. I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I think that really wraps up the sharing this week.
I have to admit, I'm not looking forward to this pay-per-view this weekend.
Why not?
Outside of the Shield, it's not anything I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, the heavyweight title's not being defended. Correct. The Intercontinental title is in that the gimmick match with the Shield.
Correct.
Alexa and Mickie James?
I have no doubt it's going to be a pretty good match.
Yeah, but I mean, really. She's the best female on the roster to be facing Alexa right now. Sasha versus Alicia Fox on the pre-card.
Yep. What's the, was it Enzo and Kalisto? Okay. They had an okay match a couple weeks ago, so all right.
It was fine. Yeah, and I'm sure this match will be fine as well, and I'm sure they'll put the belt back on Enzo. I hope they do anyway. That's big fantasy points for us.
That was our last pick, too.
Yes, it was. And he's been our hero.
He's been our savior.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. He's keeping us afloat.
And then the other 205 live match of Cedric and Rich Swann against Jack Gallagher and Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go into it with a positive outlook and say on paper, maybe it's not the best pay-per-view that they've scripted up all year, but it could surprise us and it could be really, really good. And we'll come out talking about two or three of the matches. So I'm hopeful that it's good. It's always a good weekend when there's a pay-per-view on Sunday. I always get a little extra excited about that. So I'm just thankful we have a pay-per-view this Sunday.
That's considered every weekend.
Almost, yes. Every other weekend.
Again, not looking forward to the pay-per-view. Am I going to watch it? It's going to be on in the background as I meal prep or I do other things around the house.
Use your bidet and whatnot.
Oh, I can't. Well, no, I can take my phone in. Yeah, exactly. I can watch it on my phone.
Multitasking. Good job.
Exactly. Scott, the best two ways anyone can support this show is head on over to whatamaneuver.net, pick up that Fully Posable Goes Retro or Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt, or you can pick up the Fig Life t-shirt and pin combo for $20. Again, that's $20. That's cheaper than two elites. So go pick that up.
Can I throw something in real quick?
Please do.
Speaking of t-shirts, we are working on another design. We've kind of hit a little bit of a stumbling block that's holding up the process, but we do have another shirt in the works. It's just a matter of it getting designed that we're kind of dealing with right now. But within the next few weeks, we're working on a really interesting project that I think a good majority of you are going to be very interested in. And I can't really share any more than that, but it's going to involve almost 20 of you. And that's all I can really say, but there's a design aside from our third design that we're working on that we're really going to try to incorporate our listeners into. So stay tuned. We're still kind of going through the whole process. It's not easy, but hopefully within the next 2-3 weeks, maybe even episode 100, we'll have an announcement that's really going to excite a lot of you and we'll pull you in on the design process with our, I guess it would be our fourth design. So stay tuned. There's a little teaser.
We will?
Yes, we will.
Oh, all right. You'll have to tell me afterwards.
You know what I'm talking about because I'm going to tell you after the show and you're going to be like, oh yeah, you did talk to me about that.
I'm only kidding.
Okay, so you're on board. Okay, good. I'm like, crap, I lost Jeff. I threw him a curveball.
No, I know what you mean. Where was I? Fully Posable.
$20 combo.
$20 shirt, combo.
Pin.
Twitter.
Cheaper than Applebee's.
Twitter, Fully Posable. Instagram, Fully Posable. Wait, no. Instagram's Fully Posable WFP.
Yes, it is. At gmail.com.
Yeah, Fully Posable.
WFP.
WFP at Gmail.
Yeah, we got that.
Old podcast, Fully Posable Podcasts.
Yeah, go download. Give us 5-star skis. Show us some love.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah, like check. Nobody... Okay, yeah. So, Scott, for episode 92, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Hashtag fig life. Adios.